Hello again, everyone. Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan. I have to say that twice because we haven't been on in a while. And I'd like to renew. This is season four, the beginning. It's a podcast. It's a video podcast, an audio podcast. It's casual conversations where we talk to people who are very important to our world. And today, our very special guest is Craig Leonard. He's a LinkedIn specialist, a writer, a coach, and a professional development consultant. Oh, my God. All those titles. How do you have time to do all that, Craig?
I don't know. I guess I make time of the day.
Last time
together, so that's how it works.
Yeah, they do. So tell me about yourself a little bit. Like, you know, before you got into in LinkedIn, everything. I mean, LinkedIn has been around for, what, 20 years or so? So what did you do before that? Like, you know, when you were a little younger, how'd you get into all this?
Sure. Well, I guess coming out of school, I was in a number of different industries, got into different sales and business development roles in the solar data center industries, the truck and logistics, and a couple others. And then on a volunteer basis, I do a lot of writing and editing for a nonprofit board I serve on. So that kind of went into what I'm doing now. So I do a lot of writing, editing, advising for small business owners, salespeople, as well as people in career transition.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone needs a lot of help these days with, the internet is kind of new to certain people at a certain age, but it's been around for two generations or three generations. So people are used to that. And I kind of like the title. GregThoughts.com is cool, the website we can reach Craig. And but Craig, how did you come up with that title?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking of a name a few years ago, and sometimes I would put Craig Thoughts on posts I would put on LinkedIn, hashtag Craig Thoughts. And I think originally the name came from the character Creed on The Office.
Okay.
His blog was called Creed Thoughts. So my name is Craig, and so it's close. And that's where I got Craig Thoughts from.
Wow. So let's go over, not to set up a page, you know, a page, a business page yet, but on LinkedIn, but let's talk about things that you need to have a proper working, LinkedIn site. So, you know, you need, number one, you need, let's say, a good photo, for instance, right? Is that important when you have that? Because that's people see or meet you for the first time. So what do you have to have with that? What's associated with that?
Yeah, so a professional headshot is important. I've seen more and more people use AI tools for that, and that's kind of a novel approach, but becoming more popular as the days go on. But obviously going to a professional headshot photographer, I did that. I went to actually John Agnello in New Jersey, so I use them for different purposes. One on my headshot. If I'm going to be presenting, sometimes I'll use a different photo from that series. And that's vital. Having a good headline is important, saying more than I do X at Y company, but talking about your specialties. So if you're a computer programmer, what languages are you proficient in or an expert in? You can have your title as well, but also what sets you apart from any potential competition. So having that there in your headline, it's prime real estate. It's what people see not only on your profile when they get there, but if you post something in the feed, people are going to see three things: your headshot, your headline, and then the content. So those are what people are going to see about you.
Well, I mean, everybody's used to like click, you know, clickbait is one sort of a clickbait for business, I guess, you know, but people look at things quickly. They make a decision. You know, for instance, they could see what's behind me. They could see what's behind you, what's not behind you, how you dress, how you look. Is smile important? It's a business to business. So the smile might be too cutesy of a picture, like, you know, by dress. Like, how about that? Like what do you think is the attention grabber for business to business? Because LinkedIn's primarily that.
Yeah, I would say generally a smile is helpful. It's, you know, it shows your a warm person. Sometimes, you know, a muted smile, maybe, for lack of a better word, but just showing that you're warm, you know, and then how you dress shows your professional side. So having that combination is almost always a winner.
Well, I think dress also, dress appropriate maybe for that image or job that you want to get. You know, don't dress totally like in a suit and serious if it's more of a, you know, a different thing like the theatrical or something else. You know, it's like you, I think that's important as well.
Absolutely. And I would say that it shows a little bit of your character. So yeah, if someone's looking to hire a litigator, they want someone who's, you know, well-dressed,
right,
suit, tie and everything. If they're looking to hire an artist, maybe, you know, showing a more adventurous side, playful side, something like that, that might be more appropriate for someone in that field, depending.
Well, just to remind you all, we're talking to Craig Leonard. He's a LinkedIn expert. And here's some of the things that he does for business: the business development consulting, LinkedIn profile writing and consulting, business events, speaking. Gives you either advice, leadership on that, or he does a lot of the stuff on his own from experience. So let's get into business development consulting on that side. Tell me a little bit more about, like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously it depends on person's industry, their goals, what their aims are, what their experiences are. So, mm-hmm. you know, if they've had a bad experience with one thing, you know, figure out why, and maybe it's just not the right fit for them. And then, you know, what are they open to? What do they have the means for, as well as, you know, what are they comfortable doing? What are they open to doing? So video is obviously becoming a big thing. We're on video right now, of course.
Of course we are. What do you think?
YouTube.
Are we doing okay so far? How would you judge us if you watch this?
You're doing well. I appreciate it. These are great questions. So actually what's interesting is that obviously everyone knows Google and YouTube, which Google owns. YouTube is now the number two search engine in the US and perhaps the world. And so, you know, YouTube is huge. Podcasts are big and very popular. So obviously there's a number of different channels people can do, and it's what A, they're comfortable with, and B, that they're willing to pursue, and also that showcases their strengths. So if they're great on video, then, you know, video can be an excellent choice. If they're okay at it but can, you know, potentially improve, then that's also a possibility as well. And maybe they can go for training, coaching there. And then, but if they're more, you know, audio and they're a great interview, then perhaps podcasting is a great avenue for them to pursue.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what their strengths are, budget, and any other factors. The, you know, there's the BANT framework, budget, authority, need, and time, and any number of other frameworks.
Too many things. I know you talked about different things in the profile and, you know, beginning of this conversation, but like if there's a two or three things, big advice you want to tell people in the setup of profile, what's the most important thing? If someone's brand new and they just, you know, first time they're going out there, I'm sure if you've done it before, you tried many different things, and, you know, I'll get Craig to help you out. But what are like the two or three things that when you're doing your initial profile, people should really, they do number one and two and three?
Yeah, that's kind of a hard question because it's a little like saying what are the most important pieces of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. But I would say that having a great headshot, you know, the numbers are clear as far as the people get so many, you know, it's 8 times or 10 times more friend requests or connection requests. Having a strong headline, talking about your value, grabbing attention, telling people what you're great at, filling out the experience section, you know, what have you done? What are your accomplishments? What are your achievements? Getting great testimonials, LinkedIn calls them recommendations, and having other people sing your praises, because, you know, as they say, if a salesperson says something about themselves, it's bragging. If someone else says it about them, it's true. So that's those are some great areas. There's the highlight section. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but you know, there's any number of important sections that
featured section.
Yes.
Featured. Okay. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, that will include I guess if you were in a featured in a magazine or in a publication or, you know, ever online, a video, I guess, to a presentation you did somewhere. Speaking of the third survey thing that you do, that's talking about business events, speaking, is it you speaking or you give people advice on how to properly present themselves at events? Like what is your area with that?
Right. So I've spoken to chambers. I've spoken at different companies that they have events and they're looking for someone to talk about LinkedIn oftentimes, sometimes business development, networking as well. The event I did, that picture on the website, I was invited by the Boy Scouts, and that was at the chamber in Lyndhurst, the Meadowlands mm-hmm. Chamber. So, thank you for those who set that up for me. I appreciate it. So a lot of times there are business development groups, companies that are always looking to, you know, grow their business and have mm-hmm. their salespeople and leadership look good on the platform. So those are kind of my bread and butter areas, as well as job groups, groups mm-hmm. that help people find new opportunities. So those
Craig, I like that last one down there. See, it says right there, live web. I like that one. It's my favorite, to appear on live web shows. Yeah. Like this one. But getting back to the prior one, you said, you know, good to have other people kind of talk about you or write about you in your profile section. What's the best way to get that? I mean, do you just go up to them and say, hey, you know, we've done work together. Do you want to write something? Or how do you get someone to actually do that who doesn't think about it or voluntarily do it? What's the best way to do that? So they don't think like, oh yeah, you want a review. Okay, I know what you want. You know, like, how do you get beyond that?
Well, are you talking about a business owner or a salesperson, something like that?
Yeah, like someone, you know, a client, and you say, you know, you did a good job for them. They were happy. How do you right. say, well, can you go and actually say something nice about what I did for you?
Yeah. So generally the timing, the best time to ask is after you've delivered something that they wanted, it solves their problem. Mm-hmm. And they're very happy with you. You say, thank you, Kaz. Would you be open to writing me a recommendation on LinkedIn? Nine times out of 10 or more, they'll say, sure, I'd be happy to do that. So mm-hmm. then just make it as easy as possible. Say, okay, I'm going to send you a request. And there's two ways to do that. First, you have to be connected with them. And yeah. then you can either go through your own profile or you go to their profile and you click, I forget what the button is, it's towards the top. And then you yeah. click request recommendation. You say, like, let's say I did work for you. So then mm-hmm. I click, okay, Kaz was a client of yours. Go through the mm-hmm. steps. Say, hey, Kaz, I'd love it if you could write me a recommendation. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can ask someone to do it before you actually ask them on the platform. So right. let's say, you know, we're speaking now or we're communicating over text, email, whatever it may be. So then, you know, you say you're going to do it. I go on LinkedIn. I go to your profile. I click request recommendation. I say Kaz was a client of mine. And then I click submit. It goes to you. You send something over. Mm-hmm. I can either ask for a change or I can say this looks great. And then
awesome.
I click OK. And then it shows up on my profile as well as yours.
Wow. So we're talking to Craig Leonard, CraigThoughts.com. And look at this, some interesting facts here. LinkedIn's been around for a while. Just read off some of these facts. It's pretty amazing. You know, people can use it.
Yeah, about, I think it's 75% of the adult population are on there. As you can see, 214 million people. You know, it's huge all over the world, about a billion people total worldwide. And, you know, it's only growing and the reach is still high. So I remember maybe a couple of years ago, Gary Vaynerchuk was talking about the two platforms he would focus on are TikTok yeah. and LinkedIn. And LinkedIn's obviously the business platform. It's big, especially for people in business to business, but also business to consumer as well, because the trust factor is so high on there and people trust it more than other platforms.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I mean, I trust it. I constantly update information on what I'm doing. I post videos on there. You can do live videos on there as well. And some other fun facts there, you know, about LinkedIn. It's you know, it's, I guess, has multiple uses. One is the use for, you know, to get yourself out there and about your company, but also it's a good resource to get a job, right? Move yourself in a career. So, but related to that, the one thing I always say is when you want to connect with someone and you don't know them, or you don't have somebody else that, you know, it shows up that you also are friends with so-and-so, there's a little note that pops up. Do you want to add a note to that? So they, what do you put in there? So they actually read it and feel you like a friendly partner, not some person just trying to get into their world and, you know, connect with them anonymously.
Yeah, that's a tough question sometimes. I would say that, like, let's say someone works at a company you want to work at, generally leading with the truth is the best option, and saying, you know, hi, so-and-so, you know, I saw you work at this company, interested in learning about it. You know, don't ask for too much. Just, you know, say, you know, very nice. It would be great to connect with you. If you could just start with that, that's generally the best way to go, so that you're not overburdening people and, you know, showing up and throwing up, as they say.
Well, I think sometimes we'll be like, well, I went to a recent Somerset County business, you know, meeting, and then I ran into this person named Craig, who I know, and he said he knows you, you know, so you have like a different channel. They're like, okay, yeah, well, so he knows him, I know, because they can call you and check.
So you have at least that much that, like, I know someone who you know. That's generally much better, a much better in than having nothing. Or if that person's willing to introduce you, they know you well enough, they could say, oh, you know, my friend Kaz from Somerset County Business Partnership was looking to connect with you. I hope you guys can connect. And generally, if I know two people, then I'll reach out to both. And, you know, if I think two people are a good connection, I'll say, oh, Kaz, would you be open to meeting my friend who's a architect? Let's say you want to meet with him for whatever reason. Then I go to them and say, can I connect you with this person?
So, yeah, I see that sometimes in the people send emails and they're saying, you know, this is like an invite stuff, but I think this is kind of a different world. So let's put you to a test a little bit. Maybe you want to try and set up a business profile. Let's see if we can do that and show people what it actually looks like, who might not have seen it, or maybe things they not see on a screen that should be important for them to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's not you. That's not you, Craig.
No, that's not me. He does videos. For business, then click create a company page.
Mm-hmm.
And then click company. Fill this out. So you'd say, do you want to do conversations with Kaz, or do you want to do casual conversations? Let's just do conversations with Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd see this would be the end of your URL.
Mm-hmm.
You put your website here. And then industry would be something like media, broadcast media production, distribution. Generally, I advise, even if you're a solopreneur, generally put 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. Organization type, say privately held. Is that right?
Yes.
And then this is where you add your Square logo. Mm-hmm. So you put that here. You'd have it saved to your hard drive already, and then click choose file and go through that. Add a tagline, and then click I verify, and then create page.
Okay.
And then what will happen is, once you do this part, the logo should show up here.
Right.
And then add a tagline, click that, click create page. And then if you guys want to see my company page to see what it looks
like. Sure.
Okay, so this is the admin view. And then for everyone who's not an admin of my page, this is what it looks like. So the logo goes here. The banner goes here. You can create something on a canva.com or a site like that. And you know, you see followers. You can go to the website. So you click that to go to the website. This is what I do. So you fill out, there's all these different sections, and it's important to have, at the very least, the basics of what you do, who you serve, and so on and so forth. And then go through as many sections. They'll tell you how you're doing and what you need to do, like add a website, add the summary and all the other sections. And then there's a way to invite people. So you go back to view as admin. So only admins can add people. So if I wanted to add people, click invite connections. Let's say if I wanted to invite, there you are. Can I invite you?
Sure.
All right. So I do that, invite Kaz. There we go. So that's a little quick tour of the company page.
No, that's amazing. So see, folks, you can see how easy that is. If you need more information or more deep down, as they say, go deep down into the trenches of more LinkedIn, CraigThoughts.com, contact Craig. He'll be more than happy to help you, right? You got time for that, right? And so let's go back into, you know, also help people expanding. We expanded recently, you said, into helping people with their careers or writing their profiles or their, resumes. Like, what exactly do you help with that situation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not the resume writer myself. I do partner with people who are specialists in that area, but I do work obviously on the LinkedIn side. I basically help people highlight the best parts of their work and their specialties and everything to help them stand out to any potential recruiters on the platform. And it's recruiters' basically favorite platform. So many people are hired on there every day. And so I basically help people talk about themselves and showcase the best of themselves on their page and attract the attention from potential recruiters and potential employers, as well as show everything from the basics of how to connect with people, how to do company searches. So if I wanted to work at, like, let's say, XYZ company, do a company search, how to filter by job title, by connection, by location, any number of factors, and how to properly connect with people, make connections, and create potential opportunities. And I've helped a few people get promotions, get jobs, and take the next step in their career. So part of that is, as I mentioned, connecting with or partnering with resume experts, with career coaches, and any number of people in the career space that can potentially help the people I work with.
Let's say you're looking to move to another part of your career. What's the best advice? You thought you were going to love doing this job and you're into it, and so realize it's too much work. If it's, let's say, either public relations or like a person who answers phone calls for insurance companies or whatever, which means they're always hearing negative stuff from people and they say they don't like that job anymore. So, like, what steps would you say they should take, to move on to something else, which they think they like, or they have knowledge or they have a degree in? And that happens, I'm sure, all the time. You think this is the ideal job until you actually there every day and you're like, oh man, this sucks. So how do you help them to get out? Like, what do they have to do?
Well, there's any number of paths they could take. Obviously, there's the skill side of it. So if they want to, if they're in that example, they want to go into, public relations or?
Yeah.
So I guess depending on the type of role, there's any number of skills. Strictly on the LinkedIn platform, there's skills tests people can take. Some skills will translate from what they've done or their schooling and any education they've gotten outside of school, whether that be from books, from YouTube videos, from any other platform that does skills and licenses that people can learn outside the classroom. And there's also the connection side of it. There's the skills that translate, and there's the gap between where people are to where they want to be. So to fill that gap, I would say that, there's all sorts of obviously free education, whether that's public library, YouTube, and any number of platforms that have sprung up in the past 10, 15 years that allow people to get certain skills, licenses that, you know, weren't possible 20, 25 years ago, whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah.
That people can use to bridge the gap from where they are to where they want to be.
Right. You know, kind of out of your zone asking this question, but it's kind of related because it's they got to think about that before they start posting things and experience. I think it all kind of probably all blends together.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is if they want to get to where they're doing, they're working full time at that new career, sometimes what they can do is reach out to people in that space and say, you know, assuming they've done this work that I've, you know, put in time, I've developed these skills, I've learned how to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know, is there any type of project you could use help with? And, you know, get some experience, get some work under your belt, and then use that as a springboard to get to where you want to be.
That's a great idea because LinkedIn would be perfect for that because people are in that, doing that, and that's the best thing because otherwise, you know, you have a friend or whatever. Oh, yeah, I love my job. People are great. And that might not be the right fit for you. And you invest time or education, get in there, and then you feel like, oh, my God, what did I do? I got to, like, learn something new, you know. So it's – hey, I have a question for you. Talk about logos and things like that. So I'll play the logo that we played in the beginning of Casual Conversations, and then have the prior logo. I want you to see, like, and people to watching this to vote which one they like better, but I want to get your opinion. So it's real short. So I'll play the one we just played first. There you go. One or two. What do you like? What do you don't like about either one? What do you think? Which one's a grabber?
Okay. I vote one. I think what I like about it is, I don't know, it kind of has the feel of a old school New Jersey diner.
Yeah.
I know you're a Jersey guy. I don't know. Was that the intent?
I don't know. I just like the neons and, you know, kind of nostalgic, but kind of new in a sense, you know? And
Yeah, I mean, the second one, it's got the futuristic element, but it could be like anywhere. And I don't know, I just kind of like the feel of the first one. It's like, get some home fries or, you know, a shake or something and like a midnight trip to the diner.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little happy, nostalgic or whatever. Like, it's just funny you mentioned that, like diner, which means hanging out, friends. You know, the second one, I think, is more... a little bit more businessy, more serious, structured, and for conversations, I think it's funny you say diners because people go to diners to have conversations, business meetings, kind of connects. But so this is season four, so I think, you know, I played that one for the first time, and I'm going to use that, I think, going into season four going forward of Casual Conversations. And, you know, folks who want to see prior episodes and a playlist, which means you can just binge watch Casual Conversations. We'll put the links below, as well as a link to CraigThoughts.com, some other sites that he's on. And so the final question, which everyone gets asked, and it's really a big question, Craig, for you is, what was it like here being a great guest on Casual Conversations?
That was very nice. You know, you asked excellent questions and challenged me, and no, I appreciate you having me. So, no, you do. You're obviously a pro and very natural. And I hope to get to that point.
Thank you very much, Craig. And contact Craig, CraigThoughts.com anytime, and he'll ask you some questions that will help you in your career or in your profile on LinkedIn and many other things. So, thanks a lot, Craig. And keep watching this Casual Conversations anytime you want. It's all cool. Okay. Thanks a lot, Craig. See you soon.
Thanks, Kaz. I appreciate you having me.
Goodbye. Okay,